Chapter 6. A Strange Meeting. It was the first day of June, and Gabriel and Bathsheba's other men were in a large farm building shearing the sheep. Bathsheba was there too. She stood beside Gabriel, watching him as he worked.
"Well done, Gabriel," she said. "You're doing a great job."
Gabriel felt very happy. Just then, Farmer Boldwood entered the barn. He started talking softly to Bathsheba so that Gabriel could not hear their conversation. Then they left the barn and stood in the sun. Bathsheba went away and came back 15 minutes later, dressed in her best riding clothes.
"I'm going with Mr. Boldwood to see his sheep," she said to Gabriel. "Take my place, Gabriel, and check that the men do their work well."
Then a man brought her horse, and she rode away with Boldwood. Later that day, a long table was placed on the grass outside the house for supper. There were seats down each side for the men, while Bathsheba sat at the head of the table. She was looking very beautiful, with her dark hair and red cheeks. When the meal started, the seat at the bottom of the table, opposite Bathsheba, was empty. She asked Gabriel to sit there, and he felt very proud and happy. But soon, Boldwood appeared at the gate wearing new clothes.
"I'm sorry I'm late," he said.
"Gabriel," said Bathsheba, "please will you move so that Mr. Boldwood can sit in that seat?"
Gabriel moved silently back to his seat among the men. After supper, some of the men sang songs. Gabriel noticed that Boldwood had moved from his seat and was now sitting beside Bathsheba.
"Please can you sing a song for us, Miss Everdeen?" asked the men.
Bathsheba called Gabriel to her.
"Have you brought your flute?" she whispered. "Please play it while I sing."
Bathsheba sang a sad love song, and the men listened. As she sang, Boldwood never stopped watching her. At the end of the song, Gabriel and the men went home. Bathsheba and Boldwood went inside her house, and Bathsheba closed the windows. Boldwood held her hand.
"Have you thought any more about what I said?" he asked.
"I'll try to love you," replied Bathsheba. "I'll marry you if I think I can be a good wife to you, but I can't promise anything just now."
"But do you think," said Boldwood.
"You told me that you're going to be away from home for 5 or 6 weeks," said Bathsheba. "After that, I hope that I can promise to be your wife, but I can't promise now."
"It's enough," said Boldwood. "I don't ask for anything more. Good night, dear Miss Everdeen."
"Good night," said Bathsheba softly,
and Boldwood went away, smiling. After Boldwood had left, Bathsheba went out and walked around the farm with a lamp in her hand. She wanted to check that everything was safe for the night. First, she checked the buildings and then the small closed field where the cows were kept. Then she walked back to the house along a path under some young trees. This path was very dark, but Bathsheba was not afraid. Suddenly, she heard footsteps coming along the path towards her. It was very dark, and she could not see who was coming. She felt somebody passing her, then suddenly her dress was caught by something. She tried to pull it free, but she could not move backwards or forwards.
"Have I hurt you, my friend?" asked a man's voice.
"No," said Bathsheba, still trying to move away.
"Oh, you're a lady," said the voice.
Give me your lamp and let's see what's happened. Bathsheba gave the man her lamp. When he lifted it, she was very surprised. A handsome young soldier in a red coat was standing in front of her. Bathsheba looked down at her dress. The soldier had stepped on the bottom of it, and it was caught by one of his spurs.
"You're my prisoner, miss. I'll have to cut your dress," said the soldier, smiling. "You've got a beautiful face," he added, looking into her eyes.
"I didn't want to show you my face," said Bathsheba. "Please go away."
"But, beautiful lady, if I leave, I'll pull you after me," said the soldier.
"I'll free my dress myself," said Bathsheba angrily.
The dress was one of Bathsheba's best dresses, and she did not want to damage it, so she had to free it very carefully from the spur.
"I've seen a lot of women," said the handsome soldier, "but never one as beautiful as you."
"Who are you?" asked Bathsheba.
"I'm Sergeant Troy," replied the soldier. "I'm not a stranger. I'm staying here."
He looked down at her dress.
"Look, now you're free."
Bathsheba moved quickly away.
"Goodbye, beautiful lady," called the soldier.
Bathsheba did not reply. She ran home as fast as she could and went upstairs to Liddy's room.
"Liddy, do you know of a soldier staying in the village, Sergeant somebody?" she asked. "He looks like a gentleman and is quite handsome, with a red coat and a moustache."
"No, miss. Oh, it might be Sergeant Troy, home on holiday from the army."
"Yes, that's the name," said Bathsheba. "What kind of man is he?"
"He's very clever," said Liddy. "He grew up in a doctor's family. He went to a good school, but then he joined the army. However, he quickly became a sergeant."
"Oh," thought Bathsheba. "Troy was kind and polite, but I was rude to him."
Bathsheba felt pleased because Troy had said that she was beautiful. Boldwood had never once told her that she was beautiful.